I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A Christian pastor in Bangladesh remains in prison since late November after his Muslim family and then the local mosque pressed charges against him. Bruce Allen with FMI says that although Tomal and his family have reconciled, Muslim leaders want him to stay in prison. Due to their pressure, the court denied Tomal bail last week for the third time. His family is now taking an appeal for a bail to the city of Dhaka, 200 miles away.
They're taking it to what we would say a Supreme Court level. Their reasoning is that since Dhaka is far removed from their home, the court there will be much less biased against Tomal and much less influenced by that local mosque.
Pastor Tomal is resolved to continue sharing the hope of Christ with fellow prisoners, but it may be a long road. Please pray for justice and endurance. Although Christians in Algeria are allowed to practice their faith, they face continued church closures in opposition from the government. Evangelism is prohibited. Professor Karim Ariska, in a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
La situation actuelle.
The persecution isn't stopping us from our faith. Yes, we have had arrests, and we will never know what will happen next. Many churches are closed and few are open, but we have underground churches that continue to practice their faith under these circumstances.
As first-generation Christians now raise families, the younger generation is growing deeper in faith because of their parents' teaching. Please pray for Algerian believers as they face pressure from the government, in addition to that of family and society, for their faith. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.